to Mike Calt, the show. It's 102.5 The Bone. So what are they painting out there?
The walls.
I know, but smartasses.
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, like, is there a specific scheme? Like, who thought orange would be a good color?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll be honest, I like it.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's Miguel's boyfriend that's doing it because
because he's gay. He picked the colors, is what you're saying?
No, because he owns the painting company, so he did, like, Miguel's office and
stuff
like that.
I'm sure they told him what colors to pick. I'm just wondering why they decided to go with the one color that has nothing to do with any of the radio stations.
It was probably the cheapest.
Orange?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Or maybe they did that if they would have painted it red or something. Oh, well, it's the bone. Why is it the bone hallway?
But it seems pink. That there are different colors on the hall. Like, when you walk in, it's orange, and it gets gray, and then it gets something else. So I don't care.
Well, no, there's gray on one, orange on the other, but the whole wall is one.
So maybe that's just a color scheme that they want. That makes
sense. And they're not done. I would imagine they're going to go over it a couple more times.
What if they painted that orange and gray, and we're like, oh, okay. Then tomorrow we come in here, and we find a piece of paper that says, Tampa Bay's Light Music, 102.5.
Oh. Yeah.
The light.
Yeah.
What? And it's orange and gray logo.
Bruh. Yeah.
Bruh. You know what they need to do?
Mike would be ready.
They need to make like a social media room or like a picture wall for when you're doing a post or if you want to take like a picture, like a full picture where it's just one solid color.
Yes.
Good lighting.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can take you know what I mean?
Yes.
Because like all of us do social media and the lighting, I mean, I know we have lights in here for our angles, but whenever we take a picture with like guests and stuff, the lighting sucks.
You're right. You're right. You know what? That wall back there,
right.
I'm taking over.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, because you should have like a step and repeat back there, have proper lighting and stuff, and we can have the drums up closer like they are right now, or maybe even moved off. I don't know.
Yeah, but like, and then that way, when we do take pictures, like it's a solid picture because the lighting always sucks.
I'm on it.
Thank you. I've been saying this forever.
All you got to do is store that Christmas stuff somewhere.
Well, mm-hmm. Give me some place to store it.
Under your
prize closet.
Under your desk.
I don't have room under my desk. I still have a box of Mike's
prize closet.
Just put it in Mike's office. He won't know.
I know. I'm going to put it in his chair.
No.
That's the only way to get him to do it.
About ready to gut the office.
Oh, no.
Oh, good.
Then I definitely won't have room at my desk.
So Spanish and Carmen are about to gut the office.
Spanish is going to gut the office.
Yeah. Like I said, just let me know what you want me to throw out, and I'll burn it all.
I think everything. I'll go in there with you. I'm a minimalist now.
I mean, we've done this before.
Mm-hmm. I'm a minimalist. I'm getting rid of all the things I don't need.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So see you, Spanish.
Oh, what?
Please go get Dr. Sadie and bring her in here. You could follow along with Dr. Sadie at TickleKitty.com, TickleKitty.com. They got specials for Valentine's Day, and we're going to bring her in. She's the only sex doctor that we will have on the show, because let's face it, they're all just mostly full of crap.
Right.
But Dr. Sadie, in addition to being pretty, looks like she actually tests the stuff out and knows what she's talking about. And one of the items she used, Carmen went and used it in the office, and it brought her much pleasure. There she is. Hello, lovely lady. Have a seat. This is Dr. Sadie Allison. We were just talking about the time that you were here, and Carmen... Carmen, what is the thing that you use, the one, the little suction tip?
So that was the womanizer.
The womanizer, that's it. Yeah. That's
it. But she did let me go on the website and pick out some stuff, and I have to tell you, still my favorite, which I keep in my underwear drawer.
Oh, you can say you keep in your underwear all times.
I keep in my underwear drawer right next to my bed is my wand.
Oh.
That thing is.
What, do you have one of those? I want to see what it looks like. I'll go to the website and look at it. That's right.
I look at Le Wand.
The which one?
Le Wand.
Le Wand. Oh, Le Wand. Not like the rap version, Lil Wand.
Le Wand. It's a new one.
Yeah.
Luxury, awesome, super powerful, beautiful, perfect for Valentine's Day.
So my wife told me that her carburetor on her vibrator went out the other day. I don't know how big it is. But I go, Dr. Sadie's coming in on Friday. She was so happy to know that you're coming in. She goes, find out what's new. What's the best stuff? And I go, relax. You have a husband, too.
I was going to say, so what I hear is that Galvin's not satisfying her.
Oh, no.
I'm saying.
Sure he is.
If she's dying for a new 100 and...
Maybe we burn it out together. You know.
Oh, my bad. Yeah. My bad, Galvin. Thank you. I'm looking at Le Wand Premium right now, and it looks almost like a... I'm trying to describe it to a man who's never seen it. It looks almost like a Oh, like a drumstick with a big head at the end of it?
Oh, I would look, but I'm denied access.
Same.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Well, this
perv, they have us blocked.
This perv can see everything. It is it's probably more power than I've been born with, I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's flexible, right? That big thing at the end, it moves.
Yep. The tip you can bend, so you can actually hold it in the right spot.
Right.
Yeah, kind of ergonomic.
Gooseneck type of thing going on there?
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it actually doubles as a body massager. It feels good all over. And men like vibration, too. I know men that can use the wand and actually get to
where?
The end. Right on the tip.
No.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so.
I'm assigning you that project.
No, I'm telling you right now. There's no way. I leaned on the washing machine one time and my teeth rattled. There's no way I'm doing that again. You know this. We've talked about this. Ladies, the hardest part when you're dating somebody and you don't know them is you have to figure out what I like to call is whether sexually they're gratified if they're an innie or an outie. Because some ladies are an outie and that's where they like you to concentrate, and some ladies are an innie. And you have to figure out which one they like. Sometimes they don't even know.
Sometimes they're both.
And sometimes the rare ones are both, but, Carmen.
I am.
You are?
I'm a rare one.
Really? You're Indian and Audi?
That's lovely. Why, like, the...
So you're this.
Well, no. So my thing is, like, that's why I like to be on top. Because that's the easiest way to get both.
Yeah, okay, we know what you're
talking about. Yeah, I know, I'm just saying.
It's the angle. You tilt the pelvis forward and you smoosh it around.
Yeah, smoosh your pelvis, Carmen. That's wonderful. So the only way to really know is to practice and get in there. But I'm going to tell you right now, Dr. Sadie, as a man who's owned this equipment for 47 years, I'm not saying guys don't, I don't want anything vibrating at all.
Really?
No.
You like vibration?
I don't think so. Certainly not there. Okay. Not at the top.
Oh, well, I have something else I'm going to show you today that you just might find interesting.
Okay.
And it vibrates, and it's for men.
All right.
Last time you brought in the egg thing that had like the I don't know how you'd say. It had a thing around it where it could go on there, and it had the egg down the bottom.
Vibrating rings.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ring. That's the word I was looking for.
The ring. Circle thing. Yeah, the men wear that.
Yeah.
But even that's mostly for the lady, right?
It's for both. The vibration part's for her, for a pleasure button.
Uh-huh.
But the ring is nice and snug for men, and it allows you to last longer and have stronger finishes.
Okay.
Because it holds the blood flow inside.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I know guys that self-pleasure with those on.
Oh, no. See, I got to tell you. I think it's my age. My self-pleasuring now is, I got to go. I got 4 minutes. Get it done. Let's go. We got to move on with our day. You know what I mean?
Sometimes that's fine. Yeah.
Like, ladies, when you guys do it, you plan it out. You spread the clean sheets out. You start putting on music and all that. Guys,
get the bathtub going.
I just open the closet door and hide behind the door for a second. That's all I need. That's all I want.
That's a sight.
I have too many folks working in my house at all times, so I can't do anything in my house anymore. I don't feel like.
Showers are good for that. Private time.
True.
Private time.
True. Yeah. I have a nice private shower.
That's where a lot of women have their private time because, you know, when women have kids and families and, like, when do you ever get, like, alone time?
Yeah.
Right.
So if your lady's in the bathroom for an extra 20 minutes.
Let her have her time.
Yeah, and that's why all the toys these days are waterproof, too.
Mm. Mm-hmm. You got anything that, and this is going to sound weird, but did you see the Bird Box movie on Netflix? It's a movie about the blindfold with Sandra. Anyway,
I was about to watch it. Not yet. But
how about A Quiet Place? That's how I feel that if you have kids, you need to have sex. If it's a quiet place, you can't make any sounds. Because once the kids realize that something is going on that they're not a part of, they become major pain in the asses. So if TickleKitty.com can invent some sort of non-lethal drops you could put in the kids' food that knock them out for like a half hour, that would be perfect.
A little CBD, maybe.
A little something. The website is TickleKitty.com, and you can go and look at all the products that they have on there. There's a whole bunch of stuff for Valentine's Day. Dr. Sadie is the only person we'll put on to talk about this stuff.
Hmm.
But you do a great job with it, and you actually brought us products that we had not seen before. And so what do you do? Like during the year, do you go scour trying to looking for different things?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are there a lot of trade shows? Big?
I just went to one a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's called the Adult Novelty Manufacturers Expo. And it's twice a year, and all the toy manufacturers come and show their new stuff. So you got toys and lubes and whips and candles and just anything that's romantic for the bedroom.
Right.
And so I actually just curated the new kit for Valentine's Day. It's called the Play With Me Valentine Kit.
Oh, yeah.
and it's for couples. We'll talk about that. But yeah, so I go there and I can feel the materials. I test the vibration, talk to the sellers, and really make sure that I pick the best of the best. Because my website is just a boutique. I'm not trying to have thousands of products right. where you don't know what to choose. So really everything on there I chose, and there's a wide variety to make it real easy.
And that's important because, you know, when you go to... like we have the Todd's couple superstore here. Mm-hmm. Great store. It's like a huge warehouse. A lot of times, if you're not in there for your own sexual pleasure, you're going in there to buy stuff for a bachelorette party or something like that. And there's a certain amount of affordable crap that you can buy for bachelorette parties. Like, you know, like almost like novelty joke kind
of
stuff.
Yeah, and then
stuff.
They throw them away. Yeah.
Right. And they throw them away or it's just a shock of seeing it. But then there you got to know where the good stuff is when you're putting your endorsement on it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's right.
What is the most popular?
Well, it's the Womanizer.
Right, still?
But they have a brand new one, and it's in the kit. It's called the Womanizer Liberty.
I'm going to open it up so we can look at the kit. This is the Play With Me kit?
Yeah.
Okay, follow along at home. The website is ticklekitty.com, TICKLEKITTY.com. This is Dr. Sadie Allison. She's been with us here before. We've, in a way, have tested Dr. Sadie. Carmen... Oh. Used one of the products in the office while she was here.
How was I? Yeah.
Pretty good. I had to wait and used to go in the shower for a little while, but it worked out. The Womanizer is like nothing I've ever seen before. It is like those little fish. Is that a new one or is it the regular one? It's like those little fish that suck your feet when you go to the...
Right? Yeah.
It has little baby kisses on the bottom.
I've never done those. That would creep me out.
No, right?
Oh, no.
I don't even want broad such on my feet, little fish.
I would never. I'd rather walk through a muddy pond or something than
Okay, so this thing, it looks like a petty egg, like that, mm-hmm. that you clean your feet with. It's small. It's discreet. And then it has... what do we call this? A little lip at the top, a vibrating lip thing.
Silicone tip.
Right.
It's a circular that fits right around the pleasure button. So it's about that size.
And it sucks. It sucks and vibrates at the same time.
Yes. It's an air suction technology. This is actually made in Germany, so you know the motor's good. But yeah, it's revolutionary because there's nothing else like that actually simulates fellatio.
Right.
For women.
Right.
And it's the best toy for women who've never been able to get to the big O.
Right. Because this is, you could adjust the speed on this.
Mm-hmm. And the neat thing about this new model is not only is it waterproof, it's travel proof. That's why it has that little...
The cover.
Yeah. It's discreet.
You wouldn't know what it was.
Yeah, isn't that cute?
It looks like a penny egg.
Half the women that tested this product got to the big O in less than 60 seconds.
Whoa.
That's how great this is.
You did it in record time.
It was under 10 minutes, but obviously...
But you're the pressure of being here.
Right, in the office and stuff like that, but still...
She did in the office.
Right, the hidden cameras and all that stuff that you had to think about. I understand how that works out.
Hey, 10 minutes ain't bad either.
No, right?
As long as it happens.
Right, yeah.
If I can get away with 10 minutes, we can get a lot more done in our lives.
And this new model, what they did is, since the last one, there was a lot of feedback that women like it even softer. Because a lot of people don't realize just how soft we need it and like it. So the analogy is, like, if you had something stuck in your eye, like an eyelash, and you go to rub it out, no pun intended, how gently would you be pushing?
Sure.
That gentle. And when I tell guys that, they're like, oh, really that soft, Spanish?
Yeah.
Then... Yes, that stuff. Start there. And then if she likes it faster and harder, you go from there and you communicate. But so this product has a really, really low, gentle speed that a lot of women like.
You know what the problem is? Galvin showed Dr. Shady what you do when you're...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
wow.
That makes me laugh every time. That's Galvin's
girl. I call that the Hucklebuck.
Yeah.
The Hucklebuck.
Yeah. All right. So the Valentine's Day... Play With Me Valentine's Day kit is available now. Now, if they order now, will they get it for Valentine's
Day? Absolutely.
And
you know what? There's free shipping, too.
Wow. Oh,
wow.
Look at you. You're the Amazon Prime of sex toys. Let's go. So inside, you got the G-Spot Rabbit.
Whoa.
What?
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the kit there.
These are surprises for you. I'm going to hand them to you.
All right. Oh, I love when you hand
them to me. That looks like a thermos, but I don't know. We'll see.
Hey, Doc, I got a question for you. And this is a real-life problem. These things don't tell you how to shut them off.
You know, that is something that you have to figure out. Each toy is a little different.
Yeah, right? Like, there is one I don't know who has it. Let's just say my friend's wife has it. And it, and you don't know. It just lays there until I go, I guess she just let it run until it's better.
I think a lot of people. Yeah. The rule of thumb, though, is you hold it down for several seconds. Oh, that's okay. Often the trick. Or you keep pressing it until it turns off. So okay. You got to kind of figure each toy out.
I just throw it on the ground.
Smash it by another one.
It's actually the same for me. Just keep pressing it until it turns off.
All right. I'll call out the name if that's okay. And then you tell me.
Okay.
The Pattering G-Spot Rabbit. Is that? Oh, Lord. That's a classic rabbit.
Okay, so I'm going to hand this to you.
Thank you. Much better to get it from you than Spanish. Mm-hmm.
So that center, after you describe it, push on the center button there.
Down here. Mm. Okay. Why did I tell you? This feels...
Isn't it nice?
Yeah, it's nice and smooth and clean. And
high-quality medical-grade silicone.
Oh, I see.
So it's really safe for the body. Smooth, feels nice. See that?
Yes.
So this is the Pattering G-Spot vibe.
Ooh, wow.
Cal Exotics makes great toys. So that's a G-Spot product that does all the work for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really, like this?
Well, you got to go upward towards the belly button.
Oh, G-Spot's up here.
Yeah, there
okay.
You go.
Yeah, I got you. Sorry. I was thinking the
I liked your hand motion there. He's just,
I was thinking Audi. You were thinking any. And it was there. Yeah, so it's going like that.
There you go.
And then this guy's like, what's up? I'm over here doing extra work for you.
That's the pleasure button.
Yeah, it
tickler.
Is.
But that's the pattering, self-pattering. It feels great.
Yeah, oh, yeah. This is also good because my arm doesn't have the cramp. This works out perfectly.
And that's waterproof as well.
It has an on-off button, which is very convenient.
You know, that's nice, huh? So if you guys have a romantic Valentine's Day date in the shower or in the bathtub with bubbles and champagne, perfect.
Oh, yeah. I like this. Listen to that.
It's quiet, too.
It's lovely. All right. Yeah, it's quiet, so you won't alert the children that something horrendous is going on. In the Spanish, pass out the Carmen. All right, that is number one. These are all in the Play With Me kit, which is available at TickleKitty.com. I'm going to tell you right now, this is a great gift for your chick, for you to introduce to her on Valentine's Day. Or if you're a lady and you gave me this for Valentine's Day and I open it up and I go, what is this? These are a bunch of toys for women. And she goes, yes. I go, okay, I'm good with that too. Yeah. I get what you're saying. Let's get to work.
And you know what's neat about this kit, though, is usually vibes are gifts for women. Like, that's the common thing.
Right.
But there's so many pleasure products for men to enjoy as well. So this kit that I put together, the Play With Me.
It's got men's stuff
in
there.
It's got men's stuff, too. Things that you can use together at the same time. So that way, you can really get to know each other and kind of spark up the relationship again and have a whole night of it.
Are you aware of a website or an app or whatever, Touch of Modern? Do you know that?
I've heard of it.
They advertise a lot. It's a lot of men-leaning gadget-type products, you know, pop culture-type things, knives, you know, and watches. So I buy a lot of stuff from there, and then one time they had, like, super-duper sex toys from Japan, and I was like, all right, let's try one of these. Terrible.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're the only one I trust.
Oh,
seriously, because you could just tell that they just saw it. It had a good package for detail to sell it, and they bought it, and guys were probably like, oh, terrible. It's awful. Okay, that was the Womanizer Liberty, that's the one we had first?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, this just sounds like... In Virginia, they don't sell a lot of these. Black Stallion vibrating pee-pee ring. The guy wears it, so he gets the excitement of the vibration. At the same time, it's there to stimulate her, correct? Mm-hmm.
The vibration for both of them, and especially her pleasure button, because
right,
that's where it aligns.
Right, there it goes.
But the ring holds more blood flow inside,
uh-huh.
And so it's bigger. And then you last longer. And then when you both finish together, which is what these products do, it allows you to actually get to that point during lovemaking at the same time, which a lot of women are always trying to do.
Right.
It's more explosive for him because it has to go through the ring.
So you say it's better to do it together because I always figure it's a race. When we're done, we ring a bell, whoever's done first. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, I'm kidding, Carmen. Okay, so that is, yeah, Galvin, put that on.
Okay.
Oh,
well, I gotta take my other one off.
Yeah. Let me
see. Yeah, this was the
very similar.
Similar. Yeah.
Squeeze the two sides of the bullet, and it'll turn on for you.
Yeah, I got one.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That is high powered.
Woo.
You know, some men wear these when they're just having their own self-pleasure, but you can also turn it upside down.
Right.
And if you like little stimulation down on the bouncing boys, it,
wow!
Hey, oh no!
Oh yeah!
I'm very sensitive.
Multifaceted.
Yeah.
So that's called the black stallion because you turn into a black stallion when you're one of those.
I gotta make sure the circumference stretches out far enough. Okay, that's good.
And that was important to me because some of the rings today don't stretch that much.
Yeah,
so
no,
you want
I need something
that'll
fit around a can of Red Bull.
Oh man!
I gotta be honest. This makes me nervous.
Why?
Why?
Because I don't know.
It's the perfect couple's
toy.
Good
stuff, yeah.
I'm fine.
Jesus Christ.
Like, you know when you read stories about guys who do the autoerotic asphyxiation, they hang themselves? Who wasn't getting enough pleasure at a regular masturbation that they were like, let me bring myself to the brink of death today? I'm fine the way everybody else is doing it. It's been good for me.
Add one of those bad boys in there. Yeah. Take it to the next
level,
man.
That's because you're weird.
Yeah.
Well, I believe in a couple situation that's fine.
Couple
Yeah,
couple.
I think that's more like we have 12 seconds. No problem. Here we go.
Well, you know, the thing is only about 20% of women can actually climax during intercourse.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's because, unfortunately, God didn't make our bodies to align properly where you have your pleasure and where women's pleasure spot is. It just doesn't connect.
No.
So you wear a vibrating ring like this, and now all of a sudden that facilitates what everyone's trying to achieve is her to get there at the same time.
So I have questions about that, and I have to be sensitive the way I say it. So we'd say that women, we don't know whether you're an innie or an outie, whether your spot that's going to help you is a G-spot or a pleasure point on the outside or the inside. The ones who are on the inside... That, I think, is designed to align with a man. But let's be honest, a lot of guys aren't making that
effort.
That run. Yeah, mm-hmm. The effort and the capacity. They're not quite getting there. I mean, it's a little bit... That's where God really screwed around with us.
Yeah, and having the knowledge to know how to get it.
Right.
Because it's inside and up towards the belly.
Those books that you have help a lot.
Yes, and that's I describe it all, and I have illustrations.
What, do you stand on them?
They're not thick enough. They're not thick enough.
He said you're short. Oh, yeah. Let me.
Sorry.
Wait,
yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, wait. Hold on. This is my favorite.
Oh.
This is called Tickle My Tush.
That's your favorite?
Oh.
Oh, okay. Learned something new from Mike today.
Yep. Okay. But I'm going to tell you this. I don't know. I don't know how to say this, but I'm not interested in this. And it's not. No. I mean, like, from for me.
For you. Pegging.
We've talked about this before. If I'm so not homophobic, if I found out that something in that area was pleasurable for me, you wouldn't be able to stop me from grabbing any cylindrical piece of anything. But I don't. But I also find in the ladies category, they are very scared about this.
Mm-hmm.
But once you break down that scared barrier, they might learn to enjoy some stuff. Right, Carmen?
Yeah.
I say it like Carmen and I have done it together.
It's all about the education. A lot of women have fear around it because it can hurt if it's not done right. It's
right.
A very sensitive area. You have to understand that, first of all, you need to use lubrication because it doesn't lubricate on its own, unlike your other area that does. And you have to go slow. You have to be very warmed up with blood flow. You have to be relaxed. I always suggest that he give his woman a big O or two beforehand.
Before?
Yes.
Ah.
Yeah, the more warmed up, the more blood flow to her genitals, the more relaxed she is, the slower you go. And it's about the techniques.
Yep.
And so that's why in Tickle My Tush, I go through all of that. And I give techniques and I show illustrations to really show you how to do it. And you start small.
Because pornos are not a good way to learn how to do that.
No.
Yeah.
Porn is great. It has its purpose.
Right, but as far as instructional video, it's not working.
Yeah.
Your girl should not be crying while you're doing anything. She should only cry after. Okay, so now we've got the on the pleasure spot arousal gel. Now this is a lubricant as well, or is it just to get it fired up?
Get it fired up. It's not a lube. It's a topical arousal gel. And here's the cool thing is there's one for him and one for her.
And what do they do? What's the chemical reaction? Like, what's happening there?
So it creates blood flow to the surface.
Right.
So the more blood flow you have, the more sensitive your nerve endings are. So the tactile touch feels even better.
Ah.
And it has peppermint and ingredients that add a little extra tingly and arousal. So for men, it's supposed to make you even a little bigger,
right?
Because of the blood flow. And for women, it creates extra sensitivity. So when she tries to get to that point, it just enhances. Great for foreplay when you're making out and you're kind of just getting romantic before everything else.
Stand by. You got to go. Hold on a second. One. We'll spray. Oops, action. Yeah. Blood flow is the main problem for erectile dysfunction. Basically, mm-hmm. what you're taking as far as erectile dysfunction drugs are to increase blood flow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right.
Did
That's
you right. ever hear about, you know, like, you know, when you hear the commercial and they're like, if you have an erection that lasts more than 6 hours, go to the emergency room. Like, you ever hear that disclaimer? Yeah. So did I tell you this before? I don't know. But, you know, Peter North, the porn star, do you know who
yeah.
he is?
Tell
he's very famous. I can't say what he's famous for, but he would take a lot of Viagra, like take a lot of it mm-hmm. during like personal orgy time, like not just for movies.
Okay.
Do you know how to get rid of an extended arousal if you've taken this too much? Just, I talk about this a couple of times because I think it's hilarious. Because you have the picture in your head. If you are a man who's taken Viagra or some sort of a pill that engorges through the blood flow, the way to get rid of it is to find something that takes the blood out, and that's deep knee bends. They called 911, and 911 said to do deep knee bends, and it redistributes the blood from that area out to the rest of your body.
Really?
But now close your eyes and picture of an aroused man doing deep knee bends, trying to redistribute the blood. Yeah.
May want to back away from the table.
That's the first thing that I was thinking. All right, this gets good, too. These are the tease me cuffs.
Oh, yeah.
Your chick wants you to do this. Whether she says it or not, they're handcuffs, but they're made for comfort, so you're not, like, getting put in the back of a cop car. And
that's right. Yeah. Exactly. These are soft.
Right. I mean, handcuffs are, if you've ever seen a real pair of handcuffs, they are very aggressive, thick pieces of metal, and they hurt. They're designed to make it, the more you move, the more uncomfortable it is. These have a metal chain holding them together, but they are velvet. They're Velcro, so they look like they were fit. And
easy on and off.
Yeah. And also, chicks, I find, really enjoy when you're the dominant one. There's very few chicks that like to be dominant. They want to be dominated, at least for fun for a little while. Case in point, Carmen. Carmen, tell Dr. City your fantasy.
I can tell her, but it sounds
less violent coming from you.
Right. Well, so, like, I don't... This is very common. A lot of women do have this fantasy.
Don't try to make it like you're not a weirdo.
It's not just, like, a rape fantasy.
Well, okay.
That's one of the number one fantasies women have.
Right, I didn't mean that, but tell her the whole laid out...
The scenario
is just like if I was like at a park or like the beach and I was sitting on a bench and then someone came and like put a bag or like a pillowcase over my head and like
throw her in the back of a van.
Well, yeah, so I want like a pillowcase. Like I want this to be nice and gentle. I don't want you to just like throw me in the van, but like I don't know.
Yeah, if you're a listener and you see Carmen jogging and she stops to sit down for a second, don't try this.
Please don't.
No, even if you have a satin bag in the back of your car, don't try to kidnap her from the park.
Yes, please, no.
But Carmen's honesty will allow us to explore the fact that women do like to be dominated, and they have that fantasy of being overtaken. I don't know if I necessarily have to say it's a rape fantasy, but a fantasy to be overtaken, and those handcuffs are a safe way to get into it.
I was going to say, I really like these because I have a pair, and they're fuzzy on the inside, but they're not Velcro. It's like a belt loop, and that is very... It takes time. Yeah. You know what I mean? So the Velcro on this is very... Like, what is it?
It's easy on and off. Yeah. Easy access for love.
And it's adjustable with Velcro, so those will fit around the ankles as well.
Oh. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I know with... Because mine has this as well, where you can unclip them and then clip them, and then that way, if, like, they're behind your back, you can take them, unclip them, and then put your...
Also, if you want to do one of these against... Clip into the to the bedpost.
Yeah, now we're talking. Do one of these on both sides. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and you don't have to undo them. So, like, these little hooks, these are really nice.
I love that.
Yeah. And again, this is one of the products that you can use on each other and take turns. So this whole kit is all about reconnecting with your lover and having things that you can do to each other in a wide variety.
I'm telling you right now,
all night and all year long. Actually.
I can totally get out of those.
You know, you can?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Sexual Houdini.
You might not want to, though.
Yeah. And like Dr. Sadie said, and I've been married for 15 years, been with the same person for 15 years.
That's amazing.
But you still don't really know everything. You know, you have an idea of what they like, but you really don't know. It's not your body part. You don't know it as well as they know it. And there is also the best-selling pleasure spot touching guide by Dr. Sadie, which are secrets to fingertip touching that is really important because you, I mean, like when we're in high school, we think it's like Galvin's as monstrous and as forceful as possible, but then you realize that you're doing it all wrong. Right. Most of the time.
Most of the time, yep. Yeah. Yep. And a lot of women, it's challenging to communicate sometimes because they don't want to hurt your feelings. So they just kind of act like it's okay. Or they say, oh, I just don't like that. Don't bother. It's okay.
Yeah.
But really, a lot of the times it's about technique.
Yeah. And I always say this, is that women are doing themselves a disservice by faking orgasms.
Absolutely.
Because if I only go, and on a scale of 1 to 10, if I'm only at a 3 and you make me think that that's all I need, I'm never going to try for 4. 3 is all you're getting out of me. If I know that you're a 6 or a 9, I got to put in the effort to do it. I know what I have to do, but don't make me think a 3 is going to get me done.
Right. Yeah, you'll never get it. And, you know, it's all about open communication. And when you're married in for 15 years or longer, it's all about just continuing to discover your lover because our bodies change as we get older, too.
Yeah.
So what she may have liked when you guys were younger might be very different right now. So it's really important to explore, try new things, bring a new pleasure product into the bedroom, see how that goes, and communicate.
We all agree, though, that women are the problem, right? Because guys, we're like, yeah, whatever. You want to do that? That's fine. I mean, when's the last time a chick is like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, guys need to listen well, too. Because if she says, that feels good right there, you know what
make
that means?
Make a mental note.
That means stay right there.
Right.
Keep what you're doing. Don't change. Don't stop. Yeah. But a lot of guys will keep evolving around, and it's like, I just said that felt good right there.
Right.
Yeah, so also, really listen.
Also, if you have a non-verbal partner, look for shivers. If you see one,
body
if you
language.
that's when you know to stick in that area. This is fun. This is all in the Play With Me Valentine kit. You get 2 gifts. You get free shipping. And there's a nice little, I mean, this is really everything you need right here. And then if you look at the website, ticklekitty.com, there is a whole bunch of stuff for women, for men, for couples. There's all information about Dr. Sadie. And this is a website that you can go to with your partner because it's not vulgar. It's not boring if you're a guy. I mean, there's some good stuff to see. And there's a lot of stuff that you'd like to try.
Thank you for saying that. It's couples friendly.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, look,
I'm very involved in this, and I want to make sure everybody's comfortable and that the variety is there and the different types of price points. If you're a newcomer to this, there's smaller, newer toys that's like just like a little bullet, for example, just to get started. And then you have like the luxury toys and the more advanced and the rabbits for people who've actually tried toys before.
Right.
Nice variety. And I actually brought a couple surprise toys to show you that are just fun that I just thought you'd have a blast.
Let's take a look.
And your thermos.
That's not a thermos, son. What is that?
Okay.
That's a thermos.
There we go. Thermos.
It looks like an Alexa. All right.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I can't. Right,
I feel
right,
like it's going to be one of the confetti things.
It looks like a rocket.
Okay, I'm going to hand this to you.
Oh, I don't know if I met.
Yeah. Wield Excalibur, bro. Okay.
And I want you to put your finger in the put your finger in the bottom.
Okay.
Oh.
You know it would be a good trick if you handed it to me and you were like, I just took that from somebody. Yeah.
That's why it's wet, sorry.
Does it matter which one?
Oh, no.
Okay, just hold it there.
Okay.
So this is called the Optimum Automatic Penis Pump.
What?
And can you feel what it's doing to your finger?
It is tightening around my finger.
Mm-hmm. By itself. So it's for the guy that wants to just kick back and have it done for him.
Yeah, I got to tell you, that guy gave us fleshlights at one time. I didn't like it.
No?
Yeah, too much work.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm operating a machine, I don't... Hold on, I think a power went out here.
You broke it? Your finger was too strong?
I don't know. Which one do I hit? The top button?
The bottom one.
Bottom button?
Okay, and then release, and then give it a moment because the computer inside's figuring out
release.
It's got an automatic suction and stroking inside.
Mm-hmm.
So you actually don't even need to move it. It's just going to do it for you. Have you heard of jelking?
No.
No. I can't wait for you to describe
it. I can't wait to hear what that is. So this also can double as a jelking device, but it's basically a technique that men use to help themselves become bigger. Down there.
Oh, yes.
Really?
Okay,
so
I have seen that.
You look it up online, yeah. Yeah, jelking.
Doc, this thing is amazing.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah, you don't know how bad I really want to try this right now. yeah. Spanish, I'll hand that over to you. Although, I have to tell you.
It's used now, but you can put your finger in it.
Yeah, the fleshlight, which I don't like, comes in a very discreet Do you know I got a fleshlight one time from the company that made it, and I brought it home, and I on purpose put it on my mantle. Like, I have cabinets in my mantle, and I just left it on there. It stayed there for almost a year when nobody said anything about it.
Really?
Yeah. I was dying for somebody to go, what is it? I waited. We had parties. We had Christmas. And I just left it, and nobody ever. I mean, the nanny might have looked at it when nobody was home, but I'm saying, I was like, that's so funny. That thing, I could just see putting that on the counter, and the kids going, Alexa, play me a song. Yeah. Nope.
Right. Nope.
Nope. It makes daddy sing, but an entirely different way. all right, funny. What else do we have?
Okay.
So, by the way, if you're not watching this on Bone TV, you're missing out on some interesting looking things. Right, Carmen? That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah, Carmen wishes
you. How do I use this?
This is like a shoehorn.
Got a robot hand.
Okay, is this for guys?
That's for guys.
So that goes in there.
That's right.
All right, let's get it.
So this vibrates. That's the thing in today's world. Men don't realize it, but vibration feels really good down there. I know guys that can use a toy like this. It's called the Fun Factory Manta. And he can actually get there using this vibrator.
From this.
Yes. And you see those little grooves on the inside of the circular part? That actually is designed to hold lubrication in there. Oh. So it's a really well-made, designed, high-quality toy. Again, it's made in Germany.
High quality. This is not breaking. Here's the other thing is that men have stimulation areas in the taint region, and this will get you. This will do. What? I have to be very careful about what I can say.
What is it?
This will get you.
This will get you. This will all get you.
These also look like weapons we could fight with.
For real, right?
Yeah. They do. Taser. What's neat about the Manta is it doubles as a couple's toy.
Okay.
So if you go on the website and pull up the page, there's illustrations that show you. So
how to use it for both?
Both. A woman can use it on him. Right?
Right.
As well. And you can use it during lovemaking in certain positions. She can hold it there.
I got you.
You're visualizing right now, right?
Yeah, of course I am. I've been visualizing since you walked in. There are different things for different areas. You can't have one bullet, one rabbit, one something and think that you're good. Most women, like Carmen, have an arsenal of things that they use.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of times, like I said, if you get the cheap ones, they burn out, they break. These are all top quality things. You can get them all at TickleKitty.com, TickleKitty.com.
Yeah.
You can see pictures. You can see information. And really, there's a lot of things on here for men that I never knew
existed. Isn't it amazing?
I'm in the men's luxury section right now.
Ooh, treat yourself.
There's for ladies, you know, men have a pee pump. There's a pee pump for ladies too.
What?
I have it here.
The letter.
What?
The letter
I have it here.
Oh, you do?
What? I do.
What does it do?
I thought you stole the oxygen mask from the plane.
It does look like that.
Yeah. It looks like a sleep apnea mask.
Okay, so I'm going to hand you this first.
Okay.
There's two pieces here.
All right. See that?
Ooh. Clear the airway.
Okay. And then, Spanish, if you will hand this to Mike, this is Scarlet.
Oh, wow. That's a chunk of Scarlet.
Is that modeled after anyone?
Okay, so this would go.
Yep, just put it right over there, nice and snug.
Okay. Oh, it's actually going to do the work.
Oh. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
I got it. Joke. You ready?
Wow. Got to push it hard. There you go. Got to get the suction. It's filling. Oh. Talk about pulling blood flow to the surface.
What do you think, Carmen?
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh, that has some grip strength.
Carmen, go try it.
Shoot, Carmen wants it. Do you know the first time I was here, you sent her in the other room with the womanizer.
Yeah.
And I went in there and coached you first. Yeah. That was fun.
You guys should try this together right now.
Break time.
Look at me. I went right in it, in this thing. I'm just out of...
Out of just subconscious.
You gotta pick it up somehow.
Isn't that neat?
This is very neat.
Yeah. Oh my god.
It's like a science experiment.
So what does that do exactly?
That?
Well, yeah, I know, but like what? Is it like a pleasure? It's just pure pleasure.
Yep, helps create blood flow to the surface.
I gotta put this on Instagram.
Right, or if Cam needs to carry you upstairs, bam, just lift you on up.
You fall asleep or something.
Right up there.
All right, hold on, I gotta do it. There you go. I'm doing this for... all right, I'll do it. Hi, Carmen, how do I do a regular video? on this thing.
Oh, on Instagram, you have to hold it, but it doesn't it doesn't last that long.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you're better off doing it live than sharing it.
I'm going to go live. Ticklekitty.com is the website. It is Dr. Sadie Allison. She comes by every year with us. There's all sorts of, I'll tell you what, I'll give out the phone numbers, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. If you have any questions, you can get them in, but I make them real, make them serious, because I can't, I'm going to have to dump everything. If you have any questions for Dr. Sadie, you can do that. I'll give you a couple more seconds to get on Instagram, Instagram.com/TheMikeHalta Show. I'm holding in my hand. As you can hear, what is this called? Well, we'll just use P. This
is the pee pump.
The pee pump. Mm-hmm. This is a lady's pee pump.
My wife just texted me. She goes, I want that thing.
Yeah? Or the vagina pump.
Tell her I'll bring it to her.
No. That's
fine.
I'll send you one.
And then I have a block of rubber here. And you'll be able... I'm going to put this on my Instagram live, but then you can go back and watch it later. This is...
Scarlett. Her name is Scarlett.
Yeah. And this is the pump. Look, it looks like we should be getting oxygen right now. Now watch. Watch this magic.
Get a nice seal.
All right. Let me place it, and then I'll seal it.
Speaking of seal. Look at that. Coming to concert.
What? What? What is happening? Oh, look at that. Now watch this. Ready?
He's right. Like a little boy in a toy store right now.
This is not even sexual to me. This is just science is what this is.
It's like the claw game.
Give that to Carmen.
That's right? Crazy.
My crazy Carmen means best thing she's ever seen.
Yes.
Yeah. So, okay. So we've got all these items. Anything else that I should know about that we haven't used? that we haven't seen before or anything? Because I really like that thing. I'm more now trying to find out. Like I said before, the guys aren't the difficult ones. Although that rocket thing is pretty interesting.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Yeah that
the
is
optimum
pretty cool.
Pump.
Anything that I could use by myself where I don't have to do anything, I could just lay there.
well,
I'm down.
Yeah. And this is coming from the one guy who gets the most chicks.
Yeah.
And is, now all you.
That's why, though, that I just wanted
just
to
just do
sit
that
sometimes.
And order Uber Eats while you're doing it.
Yeah.
And you're going to go.
I was going to say, I want to know what lotion or like gel is on
there. None.
This. It smells delicious.
That was Scarlet.
It smells like coconut.
Scarlet, really Scarlet got out of it.
Yeah. Scarlet was freshly showered with coconut oil.
Well, there you go. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Okay, these are fantastic items. Ticklekitty.com is the website. And there's all sorts of stuff there for Valentine's Day, for men, for women, for couples, people who do things together. You can start as a basic beginner, or you can get into some double-ended action. Whatever you want. If you have that straight-up Virginia fantasy, you can find that there as well. Whatever you need. What is the, Carmen, which wand did you have?
I think I just had the regular wand.
There's
the magic wand is what I'd send you. Yeah.
Yes.
There is a thing here called the Enjoy Pure Wand that looks like something you should hang curtains on.
But I bet
that's an amazing toy.
It doesn't even look like anything,
it's
but I bet
steel.
It is. Yeah.
High quality.
Uh-huh.
And it works for a variety of purposes.
If
in a variety
steel,
of places.
You know, it works.
And it's especially for the G-spot.
Yeah, yeah. I'd like to see it in action.
Really
I'm not
going
to lie.
Man.
Don't think I'm not going to go home with the names of some of these things and put them in X-Hamster and just see what comes up. See if anybody's using them. Seriously, though, the website is ticklekitty.com. You can get everything you need there. There's a quiz. There's a blog.
Oh, yeah.
And there's all the information about Dr. Sadie.
Free shipping.
That quiz, that quiz is brand new.
Uh-huh.
It's called How Good of a Lover Are You?
Oh.
Now
because a lot of guys ask me, they're like, I'm with my wife and she's just not that responsive. She doesn't tell me if what I'm doing is right. And I don't even know if I'm really pleasing her, if I'm that good of a lover.
How many questions are there? Eight?
I think about eight. It only takes like 30 seconds.
Right,
we can even do it on the air.
Yeah, let's find out if Spanish is a good lover.
Right. Oh, okay.
Spanish, how long do you spend on foreplay? The answers are, what's foreplay? Less than 5 minutes, half hour or more, 10 to 15 minutes.
10 to 15 minutes.
That's what I would say.
Okay.
All right. How do you initiate sex? Oh, I know how he does. He's so rude about it.
No, I'm not.
You ask casually if they want it. Sensual kissing while slowly taking it to the bedroom. Whip it out and point. That's you.
No.
Get handsy and hope they respond.
No.
I would say you were asked casually.
If we've already been having sex, I'll ask casually. But if it's somebody that I'm having sex with the first time, it's the second one.
Whip it out and point.
Nope.
Text you up.
Yeah.
Spanish, your lover is suggesting a new position. You decline because it's not necessary. Try it, but only if they take the lead. Try it enthusiastically and suggest one yourself. Try it, but would rather not.
I think the enthusiastic one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know how I am. I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, you know how he is in the bedroom. Yeah,
he seems a little spunk. Yeah, he's hopping around.
By the way, by lover, they mean Joe. Your lover introduces a new sex toy, so you let your lover use it but don't take part, are excited and play with it, oblige only because your lover wants to use it, ask why your lover needs it and why they have you.
Excited and let's play with it.
Really?
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Anthony. Joe.
When it comes to...
Okay.
You only do it on her birthday. Never, you just like receiving, only if they ask for it, or as often as they'll let me.
That's usually the foreplay part, so as often as...
Good man.
Yeah. How often do you bring your lover to the Big O? Try for it most of the time, only if they ask, every time we do it. It's not my responsibility.
Oh, God. Try for it most of the time.
You have to go for the gold. Yeah,
that's
if you
right.
know, why are you there?
Bring the A game.
You're not enjoying the sex, so you pretend it's good so you don't hurt their feelings. Fake it and get it over with. Gently suggest something different or shift position but say nothing.
What was the first one?
Pretend it's good so you don't hurt their feelings.
Yeah, I think that one.
Mm. Yeah.
That's Spanish.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
I don't want to hurt anybody.
I go,
feelings.
Hey, this ain't working.
Fake a heart attack. It's over.
How long does sex usually last? Half hour or more, 15 to 20 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes, a minute or two.
Just intercourse would probably be 15 to 20 minutes.
Really?
That's a good length.
Average is 7
If
minutes.
There's alcohol involved, it might be a little longer, you know.
Mm. Well, it says here that you are a deviant. And it says that you've been that we've notified the FBI.
Oh my God! swarm!
That's not what it says.
I think it's on your computer.
The FBI. This is not Facebook. We're not linked up with the FBI.
God.
You can take the quiz. You can see your results. You can shop around. You can read the blog. You can do anything you like. It seems like it'd be a fun thing to do with your chick, but also a great place to get a Valentine's Day kit.
You don't want to read his results.
They have to email them to you.
Oh, so
okay. I just already know you're a creep.
I just didn't think you wanted to describe Spanish's lovemaking.
No.
Fantastic.
Dr. Sadie, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. I always love coming out to see you guys, and you're so wonderful to me.
We love you.
Oh, no, we love having you. TickleKitty.com, again, is the website. Now, are you traveling alone this year?
I'm with my man.
Where is he? He usually comes in and takes pictures.
He usually does, but he didn't come this morning.
That's messed up. we kind of liked him. I just wanted to see if maybe he had had enough of the, if he was like, enough of trying stuff. I just, for once, want to have missionary